Welcome to Go For Side Effects. I'm your host, Kevin Simon. Y'all know my co-host, John. How you doing? And y'all know Wade. Wade, how you doing? We are expecting Jimmy to come on. I don't know exactly what time, but we're, you know, going back over questions and answers part two. Last week was a phenomenal series, and I really enjoyed that podcast, guys. I mean, I think we got a lot of answers. We got a lot of questions. And, you know, I was earlier today, I was watching TikTok, and they had these veterans people on there, and they were all giving out information. And I was like, where do y'all get your information from? Because it was all false. It was crazy. Oh. Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, no, you're not. You can't do this. And they're trying to argue with me. I'm like, I'm telling y'all, they were telling people, even if you had 100%, keep filing for anything. I was like, no, the only thing you can't do is cancer. That's it. I mean, before you file, y'all really need to talk to a VSO. Don't just take our words. Study it. Because, I mean, Wade will tell you, John will tell you, there's a lot of misinformation out there. And so don't, you know, fall for all that crap. So we're going to get into the questions and everything. And I'm going to hit the first one. And this kind of hit me last night because the guy asked me to talk about the pain. Not being able to do anything, laying around, always tired, always, you know, frustrated, and, you know, can't move, and the chronic pain that's just going through his body. And that's a really good subject. I mean, I could tell y'all my answer, but everybody's answer is going to be completely different. My answer is you have to push through it. You got to keep going. Don't stop. Don't give in. And stay off the sites that are always negative. The more negativity in your life, the more it drains out of you. And I mean, that would be my answer. What about you, Wade?
I'd have to agree, man. I say as long as you got two legs and two limbs and to get up and move, but I've seen plenty of people without limbs, you know, get around and move. I think it's a psychological thing. And you can be psychologically beat down, you know. I'll be the first to admit, you know, I have and I do go through my bouts of depression. But through counseling, I recognize those bouts of depression. And then I literally force myself to get up and I move. And, you know, you will get through it. But, you cannot let it get you down. You have got to be the one to overcome it. It's nobody's going to be there to pull you up and pull you out of it. It's all on you. And that's the whole awareness, suicide awareness. And that's the darkness, you know, you're seeing, you know, you got to pull yourself up to the light.
No, I totally agree with that. And I'm having malfunctions over here. Which I did it to myself because I'm trying to look at the questions and the answers and, you know, and also on everything else. And so I know, Wade, John, what do you think about it? What would be your answer? Because you went through a period of time with this.
I've definitely had some difficulties, you know, about like Wade saying, bouts of depression. And we all of us know that saying and doing can be two separate things, and trying to overcome in our own minds. I mean, yes, some of us get dog tired. I mean, tired where you just ain't got no energy. I mean, like zero. And sometimes that just is more than what I can deal with. And then I will lay in bed. I'm not saying I win every time. So it's not an easy deal. You know, trying to overcome the depression. Like Wade, I go see a therapist. She helps me deal with things pretty well. It's not a perfect system. You essentially kind of got to talk to yourself, talk to other fellow vets. Cause you know, it's just, you know, we're all, as one might say, a phone call away or on the podcast, whether some people don't want to talk, we'll go listen to a fellow vet. There's a lot of people on the internet to go listen to, if you want, you know, to hear from another vet or just look for entertainment. So usually if I'm really down, I got to look something to make me laugh. Yeah, bouts of depression and
God,
or a bitch.
Yeah, and do not get on TikTok and watch all the conspiracy theories in the world. Do not get on TikTok.
Oh God.
And watch, you know about Trump, don't, or Biden. I mean, that right there will just drain you. It will drain your whole entire body. But let me tell y'all one thing. I learned about chronic pain. Chronic pain, you can do one or two things, because I live with it every day. You can keep trying stuff, you can keep doing stuff, and you can keep praying for it. And so you got to pray for your healing. That's what I believe in. I mean, I'm still able to walk. I'm still able to work. I've tried patches, you know, and I still use the patches. And I mean, I tried, you know, marijuana cream. I've tried, CBD. I've tried, you know, Cool Feet. Anything and everything I can just so my feet don't burn. So, but with that being said, that's really the only answer I can give, you know, is be positive, get off the couch, get up, keep moving. Don't let it stop you. Now, I would like to, I know Wade has a few of the questions written down. So if you want to, you know, get into one of them, let's.
Oh, the one that you opened up with about filing, about additional conditions after 100%. This is one that I'd actually seen on there. Is prostate cancer a presumptive? And it is a presumptive as it falls underneath the reproductive system. So for men, yes, prostate cancer is a presumptive under reproductive. Now, for instance, I have prostate cancer and it is current. It is untreated. But I am at 100%. I would be a fool. There's absolutely no reason for me to go back and try to file. Nobody's going to benefit if I should happen to die of prostate cancer.
Right.
So if I was married, or if I had minor kids, then yes, I would go back and go ahead and try to get that rated. So then down the road, if something would happen, then yes, I would. Again, talk to a VSO. They're the experts. Don't get your information off TikTok.
And oh, God, no.
Yeah, do not do
that. And Kelsey, I get my cups, my big – John, that little bitty red solo cup, man. You got to get into – I get them there – I get mine off of Amazon, and so I love them, man. I got like six of these suckers. And somebody said, oh, let's send Kevin a Navy cup. You know, next time I'm going to write Navy on this sucker. But, I mean, honestly, if I was in a predicament at 100% and I had cancer, which I am married, of course I'm going to file. But, you know... The kids out there that are under the age of 18, you would file if you're a single dad, because it will help them. So, you know, and did you have other questions?
Oh, I did have one other one. It was something that Jimmy had brought up last week, and we never really did expand on it. There was a lot of questions and or comments, and I see it every single day. In the different groups. I don't comment a lot in the veteran groups. I just like to watch and read, and you know, I have little tally marks. And a lot of people are still asking the causes: anthrax, PB pills, insecticides, sarin gas.
Yes.
At this point, there are no research studies going on to try to figure out a cause. That's pretty much that train's passed.
Yeah.
You know, that's over with. And you can, that's another, you know, you can drive yourself crazy trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, there's just too many variables, you know, too many. Oh, go ahead, John.
No, I just saying that's exactly spot on, Wade. Like yourself, I see a lot of people trying desperately, as I did myself at the beginning,
yep.
Trying desperately to, what is causing this? Why is this happening to me? Well, there, and we all want that. Of course, we're human beings. We, and especially military men and women, we want the freaking answer. The bottom line is, Band-Aid is all you can do. We're not sure. The likelihood of you figuring that out before your time of death is probably non-existent.
And right. And that's one thing I would tell you on listening to, on not podcasters, but these guys who are on TikTok and stuff. But one of the things they say is that it's sarin gas. No, it's not just sarin gas. Y'all need to stop saying it's just sarin gas. It's a multiple of things that go through. I mean, the anthrax shot, we know the vaccines. And that was one of the questions, too. We know one vaccines to people that did not go over there. It affected them also with their nervous system. We know that. Sarah is a good prime example. And then also depleted uranium, which that was brought up in one of the questions last week by Tango. And so Tango said, you know, that was also a mixture of it. When you have all these mixtures, pretty much you're screwed. You're going to get something. I mean, and our government's not going to say anything. But with that being said, this brings into the other question that was brought in to the chemical arms. How many times do people chemical arms go off? It varies. It depends. Thousands. It depends where you were, what you were doing in the tanks. The tanks went off all the time. And I mean, go watch the Gulf War. I keep telling you all that. That will explain so much more if you go watch that movie. And if your family watches that movie. But the Congress and the Senate and all them are not going to come out and tell us. Because they don't even know. Nobody knows. Well, some people know. But it's going to go into with them in their grave. And that's just, I mean, no.
Yeah. If you want to just beat your head on a desk relentlessly, we all want to know. We all communicate. We all have our suspicions. But the bottom line is, the best thing you can do for yourself or for that loved one is treat your symptoms. Talk to those of us that have these things and what works for us. Try it. If it doesn't work, you adjust. Recalibrate and then try something else. And that don't work, try something else. Because there's just too many variables. You're not, the likelihood, like I said a moment ago, you're not going to find out. You were in the Gulf War. You have got so much shit going on in your system.
And we were all in different places. So some got more, some got, you know, less, and some got,
denominator.
Right. But there was one that Guy West, and he had a really good one. Why are there so many multiple symptoms with Gulf War illness? That's a great question, because that's one I would like answered. Because I asked this. So, Mr. West, I'm going to answer this in my opinion. I believe with so much variables that went on and such a long time went through, it attacked every single problem that neurologically and in your digestive, everything. I mean, we were digesting it, the nervous system. You know, we were out there with nerve agents, took nerve pills. I mean, so many variables to this is why we got so many issues. I mean, I have neuropathy. Y'all don't have neuropathy. But a lot of people that I know have neuropathy. So everybody has different, but a lot of people have the exact same digestive system. When your gut is completely screwed up, that right there can mess up your whole system. It can mess up your nervous system, because that's what my gut did to mine. Go ahead, John.
So Wade suggested, as he has a couple of different things, a couple of books and whatnot, you know, Gassed in a Gulf, or what I'm reading now is called Project Daylily, that was written by Dr. Nicholson and his wife. So we're talking about these things, and I'm like one fifth of the way through the book right now. And it explains what they've come up with. Now, granted, I've just barely, you know, I'm like a page 120 or something like that. So they got very specific information, which is half of the shit that they're talking about in there, as far as what they're studying and the really long drawn out names of things is a little hard to wrap my head around, but they do talk about why our systems react as they do and what their belief is that happened. So Project Daylily, is that the correct title, Wade?
That's it.
Is it Project? Yep. And so it's a good book. I mean, thus far, like I said, I'm only like a fifth of the way through it, but it has information. Each book I read or each bit of information, I think every podcast I learn something different. The books I read, you know, are people that have studied and trying to figure out for themselves what caused our issues. A lot of very detailed information. Some of us can absorb that and some of it's too much over our head, but it's out there. The information's out there. It comes, you got to find it in little tidbits here
but,
and there.
But I don't believe that they'll find a cure. I believe The only thing you can do is eat better. There are results coming out from, you know, dieting and doing some of the research that they have that can improve your lifestyle. And that's what you got to do. You got to improve your lifestyle. But they're not going to be able to take this out of our bodies. There's nobody on God's green earth that can tell me they can take the sarin out of everybody, the P-tabs, you know, the shot, mustard gas. You can't take all that out. I'm just...
This is where we go back to another issue. So, and I'll just give you a perfect example. We were ordered to take P-tabs, okay? I personally never took a P-tab the entire time I was there.
Really?
Back then, anthrax was a 2-series shot. But prior to going over, the anthrax was reserved for your NCOs and above, basically your squad leaders and above, your medics, your RTOs. If you were just an E4 Joe and below, you weren't getting it. I did not take, and I was authorized to take a shot. Due to what was advised to me, I did not take my anthrax shot. So
really?
PB tab, I did not take. Anthrax, I did not take. So that's two right there gone off my list. So when someone tells me this was proved, well, proved to me how? I want to see it. You know what I mean? Because what affected someone else? It obviously didn't affect me because I didn't take it. Does that make sense?
Right, right.
And you probably have your own shot record, don't you, Wade?
Oh, yeah. Now that you mentioned it, John, thank you for leading me into my shot records. So I have my shot records from when I deployed, from basic training in 1987 in the reserves to then when I went on to active duty. And so I went down when I arrived at Bragg in June, we came back from Arkansas. So I have 3 shots dated for 10 August of 1990, and that's type 1, plague 2, and tyne, which are just normal. Those are normal shots. Other than that, I don't have another recorded shot until May of 91 after I come back.
Why is that?
Now, what I want to know is why are there no shots? All these whole series of shots that everybody talks about getting, which I know, I give the shots. I took the shots. But there's nothing on my shot record to say they're there.
Okay, but that also leads into, right, and that also leads into one of the questions on here that, you know, what is the most typical, you know, effects from long-term from the shots? I don't know. I mean...
We don't know.
Neurological. I mean, we all have the same stuff. So, I mean...
And that leads into, Kevin, the other thing you were talking about. I just want to back up. Because it's the biggest thing. It really gets my goat on a few things. So you have neuropathy.
Yep.
Do you know anybody else your age that has neuropathy that didn't go to the Desert Storm?
Nope.
Well, I bet there is.
Unless they have cancer.
I bet you there's somebody that's my age that has prostate cancer that didn't go to the Desert Storm.
Right.
You know, right. I bet you there's somebody that has heart disease. The point being, that was part of what Nicholson was also saying, is that we are so far gone, 33 years right now, so 33 years gone, and age-wise, because I am the youngest, I believe, on the podcast, but we are so far gone.
What the hell does that mean? Wait.
natural age progression happens. It does. Disease in the body happens. So my big toe hurts. It's not because of Desert Storm. Okay, I'm sorry. You know, we get older, we get sick. People get cancer. People get, you know, life happens.
But
you cannot blame everything on what happened 33 years
ago. And that's true.
Right there is a big mind screw to a lot of people.
Right. And there are people out there saying, you know, I filed for my, you know, knee getting hurt. And I was like, oh, you know, they sat behind a desk. I mean, old age is going to hit us. I mean, we are 53. We are considered elders now. Don't get mad at me, y'all. I'm just telling y'all, I ain't the one that said that. It was the news the other day said our generation now is considered elders. And Wade, how old are you?
I'll be 55 this year.
The youngest. I'm 53. Thank you very much.
And I'll put that in perspective. At 55, I've outlived my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather. You know, I have siblings that are all dead before 50 because of heart disease. So
really,
none of them were in the Desert Storm. You know, I do have, calcium buildup. Okay, but it's not from Desert Storm, I feel. I mean, there does have to be a little something with heredity. You know what I'm saying? So you can't blame everything
right on
Desert Storm.
And that's funny because I couldn't figure out why I had neuropathy until they did the colonoscopy and they ended up finding out that the lining of my stomach, the B12 spores, were burned off. And I was like, how does that happen? Chemically. Okay. So now we know. I had to digest something that chemically. And, I mean, malnutrition can cause neuropathy. Cancer can cause it from the, what's that called that they have to take? Chemo. Chemo can cause it.
Chemo.
And so that's right there is enough that, you know, there's several varieties to everything that can cause some hereditary. You inherited it from your parents. You know, it's just one of the things. I got Gilbert syndrome.
Yeah, I mean, they will, the VA. Now, in my particular case, when I finally said enough was enough, and I kept on looking for that answer of what's causing it. So I went through the University of Iowa. So I went through the civilian sector way before I whatever went through the VA. And the civilian sector, University of Iowa, is where they told me, because my biggest thing at that time was my abdominal issues. And they had no idea. They could not figure it out. I took every test. Literally at that time, every test that was available, and they couldn't figure it out. So that's where the undiagnosed illness, that's where that terminology comes into play. When they can't figure it out, then there's a high probability it's because of when time in service.
Okay, so look at it like this, though. How big is autism right now running through this country?
Right. Pretty rapid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear about it in our lifetime?
No.
We didn't hear about it until the next generation came, which we created. And, you know, that could have came from the Vietnam vets also, along with us, you know. So, and then the more pollutants and everything out there. And so that was one of the questions, like, you know, autism and all these problems are the kids are having. And our kids are having problems. But it's funny how my daughter's digestive system is exactly the same as yours, Wade.
Right.
Yours, John. I mean,
yeah.
You know, unexplained bleeding, and then they can't find nothing. I mean, they run every test that cost me a fortune. Yeah. You know, so I do think that, you know, the VA should do research on our Go 4 babies. I think we should be pushing.
The thing of it is, when my daughter... I mean, immediately when she was an infant, she had my wife still to this day will, you know, move her knees, trying to calm, because it's basically because my daughter, we couldn't get, she was colic. And it, well, a lot of kids are colicky, but we couldn't, my wife, I say, because I wasn't around most of the time, she had problems from day one. And it wasn't until, you know, a couple of years ago during this pod or via this podcast and talking to you and two, and I finally put two and two together. It must have been because of the golf, because we could never find anything wrong.
Well,
you know?
I mean, one of the reasons why I think the biggest thing is IBS, fibromyalgia, and chronic fatigue is our three main things for Gulf War vets is because I haven't met a Gulf War vet yet that doesn't say they're always tired.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I haven't met a Gulf War vet that doesn't have IBS.
Yeah, and they don't know what IBS is. Some that you talk to, they just know they have stomach and bowel issues.
Yeah, and right. Yeah. I mean, so almost every Gulf War vet I talk to have IBS. Now, between fibromyalgia or neuropathy, that's, you know, I don't think they should have just said fibromyalgia. I think they also should have lopped in neurological disorders. That's what should really be said, because really and truly, I know with my mom having fibromyalgia since 1995, she wrecked on a mini bike and it hurt her neck and her spine had to get fused. I know they used to say it was all in your head. Well, no, it's not all in your head. It's actually between your nerves and your muscles, and your whole body is just out of whack. You know, your nerves saying one thing, your muscles saying another. It's just all screwed up. But really and truly, they shouldn't have just said, they shouldn't have made it automatically fibromyalgia. I mean, no offense to anybody that's got fibromyalgia. You should be on the list automatically. But they should have lopped in neurological disorders, because cognitive issues. How many of y'all know, talk to the Desert Storm vets? They have cognitive issues, brain fog.
Yeah.
Memory loss.
Everybody. Almost everybody. I shouldn't say everybody. Almost everybody.
Right.
You know? And it's, I think the number is way higher than you see in print. Oh, one third of Gulf War vets, or it's more than one third. You know? But a lot of us, a lot of people, men and women, as they get older, you know, I'm the oldest in the group here. And
yes,
it wasn't
you are.
Until
straight.
Bite me. Y'all can piss off.
Wade's next. I'm the youngest.
But a lot, I didn't learn until much, and later in life, I knew there was issues, but I couldn't put two and two together. And I think that's a lot of what vets, I mean, it's because of social media and platforms like ours that you finally figure out what, this isn't all in my head. Because at the beginning, in this Project Daylily, I'm learning that the government, they basically told the higher-ups would say, hey, it's PTSD. Everybody's problem was related to PTSD. No, it's not the chemicals. No, it's all PTSD.
Right.
And which is total bullshit. I'm not saying there's not PTSD involved, but that is the only title that our government was willing to put on what we go through with our issues, was PTSD back in the day.
And,
you know, that was it.
And so, like, I want to say, make sure I'm reading this right. Darren Morgan on here, he has a brain MRI to figure out his neurological problems and everything. And I hope that they can find and explain something. Darren, let us know. I'm going to be very curious to know if they do it with contrast. I don't think they should do MRIs without contrast. I think it should be with contrast. Because they find more than that.
That's like when they stick something in your vein and you feel like you're pissing yourself. Then you know you have it with contrast. Right? Am I wrong?
That's the CT.
That's the CT?
I want to say this. Denise, I'm not saying that people didn't try. I'm saying that it should have been in there. Of course they took it out. They're going to take out everything they can out of this stuff. In the very beginning. But I believe in the very beginning, neurological disorders should have been one of the main, one of our main problems. Because brain fog, chronic fatigue, and, you know, fibromyalgia, you know, all that stuff should have been in there. And kidney disease. How many of y'all know somebody who's had kidney stones during Desert Storm?
There seems to be quite a few.
That's right.
Yeah.
And now, if you go in, and I want to know how many people looked on the records, on their blood work, and look at their EEFGR. Y'all go take a look at that. Yours was normal.
I haven't done that yet.
Right. I would like the Navy people because, I mean,
right.
When one of my shipmates looked at it, she couldn't believe it. And I'm like, that's, and they didn't even tell her. I had to show her. And so I was like, you know, you got, and she drinks a lot of water and she's healthy, takes care of herself. And hers is exactly the same as mine. And so it's really weird. And
well, and that's where they dropped the ball back in the day, where as far as doing these studies, if they take you, Kevin, and then they take me, John and I are going to be very close to proximity as far as area. But then you grab some Marines that were down in the Kuwait oil fields. You know, you got to separate your study groups out because, again, you weren't exposed to identically the same thing. You're going to have something right. different than like myself and John right. versus a lot of the Marines that I've talked to and dealt with as far as their exposures are. They are literally night and day. This similar, different, you know what I mean? And so it's just night and day. And my exposures are different from yours and vice versa. And that's where the ball got dropped. You just can't take a whole bunch of different people and say, oh, we're going to study these people like they're all the same because they're not.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a really
you
good
study,
point.
That's the, right.
The Marines, from what I've read, and for the Marines that we've talked to, they got fucking hammered. You know, a lot of the Marines,
a lot of the smoke fires, oil. I mean, they, and then you know, just talking to a couple of different ones. Yeah, they did not fare well.
Oh,
you know?
God, no, no.
But, and, you know, and then coming up on that, Kevin, that's something we had discussed last week. I was just going into the studies that we were talking about doing round numbers. We discussed this, and John, I don't think me and you talked about this, but if we just do round numbers, I know I'm ballparking people. I'm sorry. Keep it simple, stupid. 700,000. So 1/3 affected. We have 250,000 affected. Okay. That when you look in the big macro picture of everything, that is not a lot of people, quote unquote, affected with a disease. You know, that's essentially a drop in the bucket compared to other diseases. So now we're in luck because part of the PACT Act, thank goodness, I'm glad they're looking out for us, that they're going to study the mortality of veterans from Gulf War, from Southwest Asia Gulf War. I'm sure that's overall. But I'd like to know out of the 250,000 affected, how many have died? But how many have died of illness or how many have died of like accidents or natural causes?
Or suicide. Or suicide.
But
you also have to look at that 1/3. There's a lot of Desert Storm vets that won't go to the VA. They will not tell them what's going on because they're pissed off.
Right.
Hey, so on this... Let me interrupt real quick because it's fresh in my mind because you just mentioned if you die, and I'm only bringing this up because Janetta Buck, my local VSO officer, when I went in, I was talking to her about something, one of my CMP exams. She explained that if you were to die, because I went in, I asked her, I was asking some questions when I was sitting in front of her, if you were to die of something and it was related to your time in the Gulf, it is really prevalent that information, you died because of a service-connected illness, that is prevalent so that your spouse, if you are married, that he or she can get, DIC, so benefits.
Right, yeah.
So A, you have, and she said she's gone in and helped with this, getting it, it has to be, if you can prove or your death is a result of your time in the service. So if I were to die something that was service connected, that's prevalent in large because if it's not service connected, then your spouse doesn't get that DIC benefit. So anyway, those people that don't know that, I'm sure Janetta could could go more information on that. But when you mentioned that, Wade, I thought it was kind of important that people know that. So anyway,
well, right.
Go ahead.
Well, don't say so. I mean, I don't know, 50,000 people. I don't know how many died out of the 250,000. So if there's 200,000 left, that is not a big number to be studying. I mean, it really isn't. And then now with this glorious PACT Act, if I'm being sarcastic, maybe I can't tell, that we've been lumped in now with the post 9/11 veterans, and the monies for research has all been combined into one big ass pie to be sliced back up. And they deserve their research as well. Totally. They should totally get theirs. But our slice of the pie just got a little bit smaller. It's also, I mean, they are going to study veterans' cancer rates. I think that's pretty important. I think that's good. The post 9/11 veterans' health trends, that's probably important. The toxic exposure and mental health outcomes, I don't really know what that's for, but that's fine. The effects of jet fuels, not really what that sure that's all about. I was impressed, Kevin, you knew about the Manhattan Project, but we're going to go all the way back to 1942. The PACT Act is really getting deep here. We're going to study the effects of waste related to the Manhattan Project of 1942.
Why?
This is this glorious PACT Act that we got signed by our president. There's also a research study that they're gonna get this what do you call this? It's a consolidation where we can go in and we can research and we have access to all of these research at our fingertips. And it's 5 years that we're gonna get this online. It's gonna take 5 years to get everything online. So we'll have access in 5 years to all this research that
they're doing. 5 years. You're right. 5 years.
I'm like, even the Camp Lejeune, I know so many people that have not heard back from any attorneys. I haven't heard one person, you know, getting paid for what they did. I haven't yet.
I've not found one person that's got we have got to realize as a group that we are like the unforgotten warriors. You know, we have gotten pushed aside. But like you go back, Kevin and John both said, if you get your signs and symptoms treated, that's all we can do at this point. We talked about what's the code that, you know, they want to get going to identify you as having GO4 illness. Go ahead. Give me a code. IDC.
Yeah.
They ain't going to make two shits.
Yeah, but here's the thing I like about the code. At least it acknowledges it. When you go to the hospital, they can go, oh, this is a GO4 vet. Because there are some doctors, like I'm telling y'all, one of my doctors, she is studying this. She is looking into this. And there are some doctors out there who really are taking it seriously. But you got some that are just like, hey, you know, this, and this. You know, until they tell us what they did, there's nothing we can do for you. Here's your Band-Aid. Come back and see you next 3 months. That's the only part that I'm trying to understand is, why don't they spend money on educating the doctors now?
They do have their online continued education courses that the doctors that are available to the doctors. You know, they can get their CEUs online. They go in little units if the doctor so chooses to do those.
Right. And so, yeah, great, great, great. Okay. Outstanding. Outstanding. Yeah.
You remember correspondence courses in the military? I think Tina might have posted something about those.
Did those.
But I mean, you got to dig deep and not dwell. I say it every time. You know, you cannot sit here and dwell and sit on those stupid Facebook groups. And, you know, that's just going to do nothing, but that's just going to mind screw you every time.
Well, hey, I got to say this. So, like, Lincoln, well, I think I'm saying it like Lincoln, Barton, I hope I said your name right. Can't tell if that's an I or an L. But it says you're fortunate to have a doctor because most I talked to 30 plus years at the in the VA system, you know, because, I mean, it is true. There, a lot of doctors are just like, you know, most of them are training doctors. Most of them are training doctors.
Yeah, you get a lot of like residents so, like in training. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, most of mine are. And so, you know, we're going to go ahead and about to hit the after show. But, John, you have any last words? Anything else you would like to say? Not last words.
Last word. Well, I just reiterate what Wade was saying. We all have these issues, but you got to, I mean, you can't let that control your whole life. You got to continue to go on. I mean, you can sit there and you can question yourself and spend your entire lifetime wondering why me, oh, poor me. You just got to go and do the level best you can for yourself. We all feel like shit, and we will certainly provide you information. If we have something that's helped us with our issues, we will share that with you all. I mean, so.
Wade?
I'm 3 weeks into the current, well, I guess it's been longer than 3 weeks, but into the study for Roz Camp. I think everything's going good there. I already got my eye on heading down to Nova, and as soon as this one's over, I might bitch, whine, and cry about these studies, but I'll just keep doing them. But I'm still going to give my honest opinion and how I feel. But that, you know,
and that's good, because if you don't do it, you can't bitch.
That's right.
But yet, I got called for a research. They called me today, told me I'm not allowed to do it because my kidneys. And so that's my third one. I'm just like, what kind of pills are you giving these guys if it's going to affect your kidneys? You know, I don't understand it. But I'm going to leave this on a positive note. Keep your head up. Smile. Go out every day. Live the life that, you know, you were born to live. Enjoy it. Have fun. Hug your family. Hug your friends. I mean, we're still breathing. It could be a whole lot worse. I mean, it could be. It could be a whole lot worse. And, you know, educate your doctors. Keep talking to them. Don't give up. But most importantly, love one another. That's all I can say is everybody needs to be kinder and be on the same page. Veterans need to stop fighting among veterans. Don't matter what your beliefs are. But in that saying, we're going to hit the after show because I got some conspiracy theories I want to talk about. And also, y'all, if anybody would like to come on the show, y'all please email me at kevinsimon@goldforsideeffects.com. Okay? Or if you don't want to email me, you don't email, you know, send me a message on Messenger. And also, go check out our YouTube page. Like and share. We're trying to build it up. We're trying to spread awareness about the Gulf War. And, you know, that's what all this is about. So y'all have a great night, and I will see y'all next week with some more fun.